This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm Montana State Senator J.P. Pomnikowski, Senate District 33 in Bozeman. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM, and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. A crippling freight railroad strike that threatened to upend the U.S. economy now looks unlikely as Congress votes on bills that would impose a contract on freight railroads and the unions that represent their workers. The House approved two pieces of legislation Wednesday, one to impose the tentative agreements that members of four of the unions have already rejected, keeping 115,000 rail workers on the job and averting a strike. The other will require railroads to give hourly employees up to 7 days of paid sick time a year, a key point of contention in contract negotiations. But it's not over yet. Both bills will go to the Senate. The one to keep workers on the job is likely to pass, but it's unclear if the one to require sick pay will get the Republican votes it needs to advance. But whether or not there is a strike that starts at 12:01 a.m. Eastern Time December 9th will depend on whether all 100 senators agree to speed up the approval process. The fact that this is still an issue more than 2 months after an 11th-hour tentative deal was reached goes beyond the issue of paid sick days. It's a sign of the deep antipathy between unionized workers and railroad management. Even the eight unions that voted to ratify the deals did so by fairly narrow margins, demonstrating the level of anger at management, despite railroads agreeing to the largest pay raises in any rail labor contract in more than 50 years. If the railroad union members worked under the same labor laws as the roughly 7 million union members at most other businesses, they could go on strike. America's railroads and airlines work under a separate labor law, the Railway Labor Act, which puts restrictions on when unions can go on strike. Work conditions at the railroads have gotten worse as staffing has declined and profits have risen. There are about 30,000 fewer union members at the railroads than there were in 2015. The lower staffing levels and high freight rates means that all four major railroads, Union Pacific, CSX, Norfolk Southern, and Berkshire Hathaway's Burlington Northern Santa Fe reported some form of record profits in 2021. A new nonprofit group has been formed to promote and educate people about the Montana Constitution as state lawmakers are preparing to propose changes to the document when they meet in early 2023. The Montana Constitution celebrates its 50th anniversary this year. The Friends of the Montana Constitution, made up of former members of the 1972 Constitutional Convention, four former governors, and other former state officeholders and civic leaders, is being touted as an educational group that will increase the public's understanding and appreciation of Montana's 1972 Constitution, advance civics education, and celebrate the 1972 Constitutional Convention and its delegates. May Nan Ellingson, a member of the 1972 Constitutional Convention, is serving as chair of Friends of the Montana Constitution. Several months ago, State Representative Derek Skies, Republican of Kalispell, called the Constitution a socialist rag, saying changes needed to be made. One of the board members, Evan Barrett of Butte, said that comment certainly was a catalyst and prompted some activists and others who support the Constitution to prepare to educate Montanans about the Constitution and provide facts to the people. In the November 8th election, Montana Republicans won 102 seats across the House and Senate, giving them the first supermajority under the recent Constitution, which would allow Republican lawmakers to propose constitutional amendments on the ballot in the absence of Democratic support. Proposals already in the pipeline include amendments to provide for runoff elections, make using property an inalienable right, and alter term limits for public officials and judges. Lawmakers are also proposing changes that follow up on efforts last session to alter the judiciary, including a proposal to change the process to select Montana Supreme Court justices and revise term limits for them. There are also two bills so far to amend Article 10, Section 9 of the state constitution about the Board of Regents. That comes after a lawsuit last year successfully argued the regents had constitutional power to govern college campuses and blocked the implementation of a bill about open carry of guns on college campuses. This is Montana State Senator J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.